Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Josh Bittner with us, assistant coach for the Michigan Tech men's basketball team. Congratulations, Coach. Great weekend on the road, especially that Saginaw Valley State game. Got to be pretty proud of you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a great trip. Anytime you can get two wins on the road, especially against two quality teams like Hillsdale and Saginaw, it's a very successful trip and really happy with how we're playing right now.
78-67, the final against Hillsdale on Thursday, and then Saturday afternoon, beating a Saginaw Valley State team that had not lost in a long time. And, you know, listening to Wes's pregame and talking to Coach Kevin Luke, kind of took the pressure off the guys, kind of a different approach to the whole game plan, I guess, taking the pressure off the guys and kind of saying, let's just go out and play our game, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Belly mentioned it also. I mean, the struggles we've had at Saginaw over the last 6, 7, 8 years, even when they were kind of a program towards the bottom of the league and we were up towards the top, we always struggled to win there. And obviously this year, they're probably the first time we played them where they've been above us in the standings. And we just figured, finally, let's just not talk about it. Let's just go out and play our game and see what happens.
Coach, you started the season 5-3. You're now 12-4, so obviously you've won 7 of your last 8 games. How have things turned around for the Michigan Tech men?
I think we've become a better defensive team. Focused on that a little bit. And another key thing is just our balance offensively. I think at the beginning of the year it was Stiles had to get 25 or 30 if we were going to have a chance to win. And now, I mean, we've been starting a lot of games going inside to Kyler Heller and other guys have picked us up. Dylan's made shots. Jordan and Jace have been more aggressive. Just having that balance offensively makes us a lot harder to guard.
Helps when Phil Rombach, one of your seniors, steps up too with, I think he had 15 points in the Hillsdale game and hit some shots on the outside. And when a big man can hit shots on the outside, that certainly poses some matchup problems.
Oh, no doubt. Phil played great, and even bigger than, I mean, the shots were huge, but even bigger was he helped guard Kyle Cooper and had some big putbacks, and actually had a huge putback against Saginaw also and did a nice job defensively. And, I mean, Phil's a very talented kid, and it's good to see him showing some of that talent. Hopefully we can get a couple more out of him this weekend.
We're speaking with Josh Bittner, the assistant coach for the men's basketball team, talking to Bits today because we had Huskies night out last night with all of our head coaches. So we're having assistant coaches day here on Mix 93. And Coach, this is your 7th season with the Michigan Tech basketball team as a coach, as an assistant coach. You've been around a long time. How does the GLIAC this year stack up to maybe some other years that you've experienced during your tenure here?
Just a weird year because I really do feel that the North is a lot better than the South, and I mean the numbers kind of back it up. I think the North won 48-12 against the South, which just shows that the team in first in the South would be in 6th in the North, and this might be the most, I guess I'd want to say, balanced year I've ever seen, at least in the North Division. I mean, I think every single night, and I mean, I know all coaches will say you can get beat any night, but yeah. This really is a year where every game's a toss-up. I mean, we played Ferris and Grand Valley. Grand Valley was coming in 7th, and Ferris was undefeated in the league. And I mean, I almost thought Grand Valley was a tougher matchup for us than Ferris. So I feel like this is as balanced as it's ever been. I don't know how, if everybody's that good or everybody's that average or what it is, but this is definitely the most balanced.
Josh Bittner's with us. You have Northwood and Lake State, two very good opponents coming in here this weekend. This will be the first time we play these teams. We play them in about a month or a little less than a month after this in their barns. Talk about what they bring to the games this weekend.
Northwood can really score. They have a senior big guy that is very active and scoring. Then they have a point guard. You get a chance to come out and watch him. I mean, he's probably the quickest player that'll ever play in the STC gym. I mean, he started out in Pac-10 at USC, and I mean, he's just he's really quick, and Northwood could really score. So, I mean, it'll be nice if we could try and do some things to slow him down. I think we'll be able to score also, but hopefully we don't get in a shootout with them. And Lake State, I mean, all them games have been pretty crazy the last couple of years, and the key to them is just not let them speed you up. I mean, they're going to get, they're going to press, they're going to be really physical, they're going to try and bait you in the fouls, just fly all over. And if you get sped up, you're playing their game, and if you just play poised and calm down, you'll be all right.
Coach, big week, obviously, when you look at the standings. Northwood's right behind us. Lake State's right ahead of us. What are your thoughts? You know, what's our chances of fighting our way through and making up two more games here in the final 10 with five home games and five road games to go?
That's one thing me and Coach have talked about a lot, and about our players. I mean, we think we could win the North just as easy as we can miss the GLIAC tournament. And I mean, right now, all we're trying to do is, it's the way I guess you always should do it. It's just one game at a time. And, I mean, we feel like we can beat anybody we're going to play. But if we don't come to play and bring the effort that we've been bringing, we can get beat. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely within reach. I mean, we play the teams above us. Again, one of them, we play Lake State twice. I mean, everybody above us is still within reach, but at the same time, I mean, we got to make sure that we don't lose and slip out of there, because teams outside the tournament are within reach of us. So it's kind of crazy this year.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you joining us today. Northwood and Lake State, the opponents this weekend, 7:30 after the women's game, which starts at 5:30 on Thursday. And then after the women's game on Saturday afternoon, the men start at 3 against Lake State. Two great games for the men, and tickets are on sale at the ticket office, 487-2073. Bits, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Josh Bittner here on Mix 93. Take a break. I'll be back with more Husky Strive Time right after these.